I'm Ken Zonley, and this is Performing Arts Gallery. A new exhibit of the work of a variety of local and regional artists is on display at the West Central Illinois Arts Center in downtown Macomb. The exhibition is entitled Contemporary Narratives and will be on display until June 16th. The West Central Illinois Arts Center is at 25 East Side Square on the historic Courthouse Square in Macomb. For more information, you can visit the Arts Center online at www.wciarts.org. This coming Tuesday, the Western Illinois Wind Band will perform their final concert of the season. That's Tuesday evening at 7 o'clock in the all-purpose room of the Avon Grade School. It's a free public performance, and you can find the program on our events page at tristatesradio.com. This coming Wednesday in Chandler Park in downtown Macomb, the first Brown Bag Concert of the 2012 season will be held. These concerts are free and open to the public throughout the summer every Wednesday at noon. The first performance, Miss Macomb, Christy Shirley. She'll be the featured entertainer. A week from tonight, the first Port of Burlington Friday Fest will be held. That's a week from tonight at 5:30. Sean Constanza and Dave Schwarm will provide the musical entertainment. It's a free public concert event. Food and drinks will be available for sale. Also a week from tonight, the 6th annual Keokuk Back Alley Band Fest will take place. It's a fascinating turn on the idea of garage bands of all styles and spread throughout downtown Keokuk. That will be 1 week from tonight, from 6 until 9 p.m. at various venues in Keokuk. The 6th annual Keokuk Back Alley Band Fest. A full list of bands and venues for this concert can be found on our events page. Once again, that address is tristatesradio.com. Last week, we talked about some of the BCA events at Western Illinois University of the past. This week, we'll begin talking about some of the BCA events of the future, specifically this coming 2012-2013 season. And we started the talk with Cultural Events Coordinator Michael Music. Well, Mike, thanks for joining us again. The 2012-2013 BCA series. It's hard to believe we're on to another.
I know it. We get a new series each year, and you and I never get older. How is that possible?
It's the magic of radio.
Maybe that's it.
Well, there's a bit of improvisation right off the bat. The first program on Friday, September 7th.
Is Who's Live Anyway? If anybody has seen the television show Whose Line Is It Anyway? This is most of the guys from that cast. It's Ryan Stiles, Greg Probst, Chip Epstein, and Jeff Davis. And they basically do Whose Line. They do different improv styles, and they just, like, you know, act a fool.
My understanding is they've borrowed several of the familiar and popular games from Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Yeah.
And here they will be,
that's
live
right
in front of you. You can't really miss them.
Yeah, at Western Hall. And also, if you're a member of the Performing Arts Society, they come to the receptions afterwards, and you can hang out with them. They'll probably even let you buy them a drink and give them food. And keep your fingers away from their mouths, though. It's the best thing. Actors, you know how it is.
Who's Live Anyway on Friday, September 7th? Tuesday, October 9th, we have an up-and-comer, Katie Armiger.
That's right. Very excited about this one. We got an opportunity through one of the agents that I know that they had like six dates where she was going to be available to tour. She just debuted at the Grand Ole Opry, and her price was going to go, it was going to quadruple after her debut. But they had like six dates, and I said, okay, we've got to have her. She's wonderful. She's a, you know, singer-songwriter, and it's a wonderful, wonderful show. This is sort of, hopefully, the purpose of the BCA. We want to bring somebody who's on her way, or who he is on his way, you know, so you can go back in 2 or 3 years when they're huge and go, hey, I saw that. I was there. I've met that person. And I think Katie's going to be one of these people. I think it's going to be huge.
Katie Armiger, great new country singer. She'll be here on Tuesday, October 9th.
You walked in and caught my eye without a fight. I was helpless though I tried with all my might. There's no doubt that I felt something at first sight. I'm all torn up.
Now, here's an interesting group coming our way. and this is the band name. This is not a statement. Here Come the Mummies.
Here Come the Mummies. And if any of you out there know the Mummies, you're right now you're going, oh my, they're coming to Macomb. Here Come the Mummies. Big, fat sound, rhythm and blues. Now, the story is, or the legend is, a little background. The Mummies actually perform in mummy garb. I mean, bandages, their faces are wrapped. They go under pseudonyms or nom de music or nom de, but they have pseudonyms they go under. You don't know who they actually are, and the legend is many of them are under contract with recording labels, and so they cannot perform as themselves. But when they perform as the Mummies, they can do whatever they want. In fact, even there are times when they'll go out in the lobby before the show, they'll just, well, how are you doing today? No talking, but it's a horn section, rhythm section, singer, guitar. It's a big, huge, fat sound. I think their website's like herecomethemummies.com. Check them out. Amazing. We're working on having the optimum venue for them to be at so that you can enjoy the entire show. You can dance and you can sing and have a good time too. But ask anybody that's ever seen their show. You see them once and you're sold. You're there.
Here Come the Mummies, Friday, November 2nd. They'll be in bandages. And no curses required, I believe. So this is a great opportunity for some fantastic R&B. The next series concert is also absolutely individual. Voca People.
Good use of words there, Ken. Voca People. First off, they are not from this planet. They are from the planet Voca. Their spaceship has crashed, and it runs on musical energy. And so it's up to them to generate the musical energy from the audience to power their spaceship so that they can get home. This is an act we went and saw. We've seen a couple times, and it was just like, this is so incredibly weird, but it's so incredibly good. Six-part harmonies, plus they have like a human beatbox, and they communicate through music, and they tell the story of what they're trying to achieve through music. And it's everything from like 1950s standards to Journey, Queen. Okay, even some, you know, 90s and the aughts. What is it? Where are we now? We're in the aughts or the
yes. The, yeah. Well, we're in the teens.
Oh,
now.
The teens. Yeah. So even teens music, and it's one of those neat things. They really don't sing any of the songs all the way through. A lot of times it's just maybe the refrain and the bridge, and you're going, oh, I love that song. Oh, that's great. Good. And then they go into something else where you're going, oh, that's even better. I like that one too. And they download it from people's minds. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. You go to the website or get the arts guide, you look at it, and you're just going to go, what in the name? They look bizarre, but they got the chops to back it up. They're amazing. Amazing.
So, ladies and gentlemen, Glee meets Blue Man Group.
Yeah, there you go. That's it. Yeah, if they had a child, you'd get Voca People. Except they're in white and not blue. But yeah, that's it.
Voca People, Tuesday, February 19th.
The Voca People.
Voca People, part of the 2012-2013 BCA season, upcoming this fall. We talked with cultural events coordinator Mike Music. One more regional musical note. Tomorrow night, the Hickory Ridge Concert Series continues at Dixon Mounds Museum with a substitution due to circumstances beyond their control. Dan Zahn and Kate Moretti, who were originally scheduled, are unable to appear. But luckily, guitarist and songwriter John Heasley is able to return to the Hickory Ridge Concert Series. That's tomorrow night at 7:30. John Heasley brings fine playing and singing in the style of Mississippi John Hurt, Doc Watson, and Gordon Lightfoot. John, who's from Alexis, Illinois, is a first-rate guitarist working on his second compact disc. And he also manages the Songbag Concert Series for the Carl Sandburg Home Historic Site in Galesburg. John Heasley will be at Dixon Mounds Museum tomorrow night at 7:30. The doors open at 6:30. The Illinois State Museum Dixon Mounds branch is located between Lewiston and Havana off Route 78 and 97. Now we'll finish this week's Performing Arts Gallery with a little more of Here Come the Mummies. Here Come the Mummies. They'll be part of the BCA's 2012-2013 concert series. I'm Ken Zonley. Join me again for Performing Arts Gallery.